folks know me know I love my track and field. I'm still in withdrawals from state track and field and going down to the Omaha and spending a couple of days down there. Love track and field. Can't wait for it next spring. Get a chance to talk to a young man from McCook High, Blake Willis, who has had a busy summer on the Junior Olympics track and field scene. Blake, you've had a couple of Junior Olympic meets. I think June and July you kind of had a chance to compete in. Is that right?
Yeah, so we had our district qualifier, I think, early June. That got me into regionals. It was top eight for that competition. Then regionals, it was going to be top five, ended up being top eight. I ended up with fifth place, making my way to nationals.
Now, Junior Olympics over the years has kind of changed a little bit. It used to always be local qualifiers. We had one in McCook for the longest time, but that's changed now. There's no more local qualifiers. You just kind of go to Omaha, and you're kind of in the thick of things. Is that right?
Yeah. So our first round was in Gretna, and I think our second one was in Iowa. So we had to do a little bit of driving.
Mm-hmm. It's not too bad at all. So you're happy with your YC from the June 7th meet all the way to July? Ryan, 38s and the 39s? Sure, you always like to jump farther, but were you pleased with how you did?
I was a little disappointed, but I was definitely happy going to compete. It was definitely an amazing experience, but my jumps were pretty good. My form was a bit off, but I did enjoy it.
Might be a little tough, you know, just because you're done with the high school season. And did you take any type of a break after that, or did you kind of just kind of keep on going and getting ready for those meets?
I definitely took a break for maybe a few weeks, then started getting back into it. I started practicing my sprints more. I stopped focusing on jumps. I should have practiced it more, but
so in your age division, I'm sure they go, and you don't compete against kids older than you. It's pretty much your age division. Is that right?
Yes, the age division I competed in was 15 to 16. Next summer it'll be 17, 18.
All right, I'm sure you had a chance to run into some other pretty good jumpers around the state and in the national scene, probably around the Midwest, huh? That were in your same age division.
I met a few that were at my regionals, so a few from Iowa, Minnesota. We had kids as far as Las Vegas, New York, all over America.
Was this your first chance with Junior Olympics?
Yes, this was my first year ever doing this.
And what made you do it? I mean, had coaches mentioned it, something like that, or you hear about it? How did you get involved?
Coach Young talked to me about it, Jeremy Young.
And right there, say, hey, I'd like to give it a shot. Mm-hmm. Parents took you, I take it, went back and forth with you and stuff like that?
Yes, they drove me all the way out. We drove to every spot.
Now, we were talking before we started taping here, you've already got plans next year. What's next summer? You kind of like to add to the jumps and maybe sprints as well?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to do the USTAF Junior Olympics, which is what I did this summer. The next summer, I'd like to do the UAA or AAU. It's kind of a bigger Junior Olympics. I'd like to compete in both, hopefully make nationals for both those. I'd like to do long jump, triple jump, hopefully 200, if I can get my distance a little bit faster.
Now, I take it track's your favorite sport, isn't it?
By far.
Do you do any other sports?
I do cross country and bowling.
So very good. All right. So you've got Coach Sugaro a couple of times during the year, don't you?
Yep.
How'd you like bowling this year?
First year, I did get my varsity letter for it. Mm-hmm. I very much enjoyed it. Jana Sides and Terry Sides, yeah. Amazing coaches.
Great people, aren't they?
Yes.
I remember talking to those guys when the season, I talked to them a couple of times during the season. They had a ball, and I take it you're going to be right back with that team this year?
Yep. Hopefully more on the varsity side this time.
There you go. Track and field this past season as a freshman. Now you're going to be a sophomore coming up, but it's always kind of tough for freshmen to kind of get their feet wet as far as like a lot of varsity meets. But you did have a chance, some relays, things like that, to compete this year quite a few times.
Yes. So I mostly was varsity for triple jump, but a few times they had me for a few relays or long jump or a couple sprints throughout the season.
So, yeah, I'm looking at your results on athletic.net, which is the best site ever for track and field, by the way. It's typical of kids kind of in the freshman years. You know, times aren't great, but you're looking as you get older. Hey, those times are going to get better, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you have a goal next year as a sophomore? Would you like to be triple jumping and maybe long jumping? A goal, some numbers thrown out.
So my long jump, I'm hoping to shoot for a 22.5. That can qualify me for a national meet. Mm-hmm. And triple jump, I'm hoping to get a 43, 44, hopefully qualify for state. And then by junior, senior year, I'd like to medal or possibly win state. I'm hoping.
You know the long history of McCook Bison boys in jumps. I mean, my gosh, if you know the history, we've had so many great jumpers over the years, and you want to be right in the thick of things as being one of those jumpers, don't you?
Yeah. I'd like to hopefully get on our break McCook's record, but mm-hmm. it's a long shot. But I'm hoping to go for it.
Just gotta kind of keep competing, keep getting stronger, and keep on doing what you're doing. And you always got a chance, huh?
Yep.
Good coaches though. Coach Young and Coach Duggar really, really fine tune everything, don't they?
They're great coaches. They definitely know what drills to do, what helps each individual kid.
So. Are you ready for school start? That's the reaction I get from every kid. Well, kind of yes and no, right?
Yeah, yes and no.
All right. Have you ran those miles for cross country this summer?
Yes, I think I've done over maybe 150, 170 miles this summer.
Coach Sugar will be very, very happy to hear that. Because all the time during the summertime, I'm asking, hey, have you heard from the kids? Have you had any get-togethers yet, or is that coming up?
We do these ice cream runs, so like 8 o'clock, we'll meet up at Snorris Park, run for about an hour, come back to the park. Sugaroo brings us some popsicles, some stuff like that.
Isn't that great? What a coach, huh?
I know.
Bring your popsicles to get together. So that's good that you put in the miles, stuff like that. You're on your pace, so hopefully you have a great sophomore season coming up, aren't you?
I sure hope so. I've tried to put in plenty of work for it.
You bet. Well, thanks for sharing your story. It's pretty darn cool that get a chance at Junior Olympics. Again, you just don't hear very much of it anymore since the local qualifiers went on. But I'm sure, did you see anybody else in the area that you knew down there competing?
I didn't know anyone. I met a few people in the earlier rounds, mm-hmm. and then I found them at Nationals, hung out with some people, met a lot of new people. Great experience.
Were those in Omaha, was that Burke? Or did you have it someplace? And Gretna was one of those meets,
yes.
Right?
We had Gretna, and then I think it was Ames, Iowa, was
okay.
Our regional.
So none of the ones were at Omaha, were they?
No. So it was Gretna, then Iowa, then our national, Savannah, Georgia.
Have you been to Burke before?
I have not.
You've got to get yourself to Burke. It is a great, as a spectator and a radio guy, it's fun, but I'm sure as a spectator, as a runner and everything, get on that track in front of all those people, you will remember that forever. No question about it. Blake, thank you very much for coming by. Thanks for sharing your story. I can't wait to watch you coming up cross country first, bowling winter months, and track and field in the springtime.
All right. Thank you.